Hey, everybody, this is Joanne, your host of Star Dish Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Bob Guinea, and you're listening to Star Dish Radio. Let's dish, baby!
Hi, I'm Joe Manganiello, and you're listening to Star Dish Radio.
Good evening once again. Welcome back, Friday night on Star Dish Radio. Looking forward to my next guest of the last guest of the week, actually, but save the best for last, as they say, Mr. James McGibney. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, anytime, anytime. Now, you have an interesting concept. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Former Marine.
Yeah, I'm a former Marine, and that's kind of how the first concept that came to reality came about, Cheaterville. I was actually on an overseas deployment with one of my Marine Corps buddies. We came back and found out his wife was having an affair during the entire deployment. And thought, man, it'd be cool if there was a site where we could put her on blast, because not only did she cheat on my buddy, she then cheated on the other guy with someone else and got pregnant. So, I mean, she obviously had a history of being a narcissist. But, yeah, that's basically how Cheaterville came about. We launched on Valentine's Day of last year, and it has just absolutely erupted.
Wow, that's insane. Now, there's other shows on television out there like that, the Cheaters show that you see sometimes. And what makes your site different than these other?
Yeah, well, you know, and I know the owner of Cheaters. He's a really great guy. His name's Bobby Goldstein. But, you know, they have cameras that follow you around everywhere. With Cheaterville, it's done online, and people have the option to be anonymous. So you can post a cheater on Cheaterville and not say who you are. You would think, yeah, you would think a lot of people would do that, but especially women don't. There's nothing worse than a woman scorned, and when a woman is cheated on, she almost always puts her name on there so the guy knows exactly who she is and that she's putting him on blast. So
that's crazy, and it's a free site.
Yeah, it's free to join, free to post. I think we're pushing 500,000 subscribers, and it's it's free for Cheaterville, free for Bullyville, Karmaville, Cupidville. Any of the bills I have up and running are 100% free.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that there was more than that. I thought it was just the Cheaterville and Bullyville. Tell me about Bullyville. I'm interested in that. With all these cases that have been out with these kids committing suicide because they're being bullied, and it's like they're afraid to tell people. So tell me what the reason was behind that. Like, what made you think of that one?
You know, and I'll be brutally honest with this. When I was working on a deal, I don't know if you guys are familiar with a website called isanyoneup.com, but it was a pure revenge porn website. So basically the premise of the site is you were dating some guy, and he one night convinced you to take a bunch of naked photos of yourself on your cell phone and send them to him. A few months later, you guys break up. He takes the photos and he submits them to isanyoneup.com. The operators of isanyoneup then goes to your Facebook page. They take a snapshot of your Facebook page. So then when you're on the website, you see you with your family and your Facebook photo, and then the next set of photos, you're completely naked with no blurring, no nothing, and there's nothing you can do about it. So, I started Bullyville to shut that site down, and I put it on the fast track, and I happened to, you know, build a relationship with the owner of that site and convince him to shut it down. So Bullyville shut down that site. So that's kind of the whole premise with Bullyville. I mean, and this is the Marine speaking more than anything else that you're about to hear, but, you know, there's two ways to handle bullying. So there's the, here's a government website where you can go and you can click on links, and there's different things that you can sit down and talk to your kids about, and that, there's nothing wrong with that. We have that on our site as well. But I take a little bit of a different approach, which is, look, Bullyville is not here to hold you and give you a hug and a kiss and a pat on the back and tell you everything's going to be okay. It's part of that, but it's also, we're telling you, you need to fight back. And when I shut down Is Anyone Up, I started getting a ton of tweets on Twitter, and it was just unbelievable stuff. Like, they wanted to rape my kids, who are 1 year, 2 years old, by the way. They wished cancer upon my wife. It was just this crazy amount of stuff. And for me, it's no big deal, but I'm thinking, my God, if you're a 14 or 15-year-old kid and you're getting bullied like this on Twitter and Facebook, what in the world are you going to do? So I started Bullyville. and kids can go and they can interact with celebrities who can give them advice on how they can get through their bullying, but we have something called Bully Blast. If you're getting bullied on a social network, you can take a snapshot of what's occurring, and you can put them on blast to fight back on Bullyville. And millions of people will immediately see that some jerk-off on the Internet's acting like a tough guy and being a bully, and then
right.
we're going to basically put him on blast.
Wow. That's a really interesting thing, especially with the cyberbullying. I mean, I just had gotten something in my Facebook feed, a letter from a girl who... a post from a girl who was being bullied, and nobody knew that it was it's just like every time you look and see, there's always somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And what role do you think parents should play in the education of bullying? I mean, because, like, you know, us as parents, we tell our kids, you know, oh, you know, turn the other cheek, violence is not
mm-hmm.
the answer, but sometimes they snap. And then what
do you do? And that's a great point. That's kind of the whole purpose of Bullyville, you know, because it's easy for a parent who's in their late 30s, early 40s to tell a kid, hey, just brush it off, no big deal. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you can remember when you were, when I was 14, I was, besides being the most insecure and most unpopular kid in my entire school, I would still, no matter what my parents say, had told me, I'd feel like crap. So having a site like Bullyville where I can interact with celebrities and, you know, for example, DJ Ashby, he's the lead guitarist for Guns N' Roses.
Mm-hmm.
He is our company spokesman. And his story is unbelievable. And he was bullied. He was bullied by his father. He's been just bullied his entire life. But he was the better person. He swung back, you know, not in the physical sense, but he
mm-hmm.
wasn't going to let that keep him down. And he became a rock star. I mean, literally, he's a rock star. And that's what kids need to see. That's, you know, okay, if he can do it, I can do it. And I think
mm-hmm.
that's, you know, but for the role of the parents have to play, I got to tell you, it's tough being a parent in society today. You know, even if you're as involved as you humanly can be with your kids, you're not going to catch everything.
Oh, absolutely. I have two kids, one, and they're at such a big age difference. I have one in college, and I have one in fifth grade. So,
right.
you know,
That's a big age difference.
Yeah, and I've seen it with both, you know. And to top it off, they're mixed children, which they endured more bullying, you know, than the norm, I guess I would say. And it's definitely not easy being a parent. You know, I think the best way I love this website and definitely going to share it with a lot of people. I think the best way about it is just being honest with the kids and, you know, yeah, sticks and stones was our motto back then, but words are going to hurt you, but you got to learn, like you said, fight back, you know, grow that thick skin and, you know,
right.
You give them the power, they feel strong. You knock
right.
them down
and
the power away.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, I'm catching a ton of crap from critics, whether it's Forbes or Anderson Cooper, whoever it may be, that, you know, it actually ties back into Cheaterville because I'm being accused of, well, Cheaterville is a site that bullies people. But it's really not. I mean, Cheaterville is a site that's there to warn people, especially when you're out in the dating scene and you meet someone at Match or eHarmony or Plenty of Fish and you're like, oh, my God, this guy's so great. And, you know, it's like a resume. You know, everyone's great
mm-hmm.
online. And, you know, before someone's going to go meet this person for the first time, they go to Cheaterville and they put in their first and last name, and boom, lo and behold, he's got 8 posts from 8 different women, and he's also married with 2 kids, and he's giving STDs out to people. So, you know, it's a fine line.
That's definitely not a bullying website. I mean, that's just ridiculous to even suggest that. Now, the only thing I would say is, how do you verify if whoever's posting is telling the truth?
We don't. And that's, you know, that's the thing with Cheaterville. I'm not judge or jury, nor are any of our employees. You know, that's why we always tell people, if you're going to submit an alleged cheater, put proof. We allow voicemail, email, text messages. And, you know, that's the thing with Cheaterville. I have always said women are smarter than men. And I'm not saying that because I think my wife is listening. I don't think she is. But, I mean, they are. And Cheaterville proves it, because when a guy posts a cheater on Cheaterville, she cheated, I hate her, I hope she dies, submit. When a woman posts a cheater on Cheaterville, oh, my God, it's a CSI crime scene investigation come to life. There's emails, text messages, voicemails. There's no doubt when you read a post that a woman puts on Cheaterville that that person cheated. So,
right.
You know, but we're not judges, jury. It's no different than if you went on Facebook and accused your man of cheating on you. Facebook doesn't validate that, whether it happened or not, either do we. Same thing.
Okay, no, that's a fair point, definitely fair point. And no, I don't think that it's a bullying website. I think it's, you know, I mean, definitely a tool for young women or men to go and search around. I went on and I looked up myself.
I'm glad you didn't find anything.
No, I didn't. I looked up all my brothers. I looked up everybody. Are you kidding me? I was like, all right, oof, cool.
A specific person, but I was on a very wildly popular FM station, probably one of the top three in the United States, and the DJ was just joking. I said, I'm going to put my name in here, and boom, he had two proof from when, and he was, oh my God, it was just such an awkward.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure it was. Now, you got a lot of celebrities on here on this website. Now, did they all sit down and give you their stories, or...
Some did, and some are, you know, if it was referenced from another site, you know, we made sure the source was at the bottom, but quite a few celebrities did actually submit their own, and that's the crazy thing with Bullyville. I know Cheaterville's huge. I mean, Cheaterville's a monster of a site, but we only launched Bullyville 3 weeks ago, and we're clipping easily 5 million hits a week. So it's getting out so fast, and you know, celebrities are finding out about it, and you know, I'm fortunate in that I have the Guns N' Roses DJ Ashba fan base, and they are the most loyal, amazing people on the planet. So they've gotten behind it. So it's all about who you get behind your company. You get the right people behind it, and you're going to go far.
Absolutely, and you know what? Tell me about Karmaville.
Karmaville, you know, it was a site that I just conceptually launched. I'm still fine-tuning it, but, you know, I find it interesting how everyone said karma, karma, karma. It's amazing how many times on Cheaterville you'll see someone reference karma like, you know what, one day you're going to get your karma. Karma's going to come back to get you. I've probably seen that word on Cheaterville over a million times. And I said, no, I'd like to put a site together where we compile good and bad karma throughout the United States, and people can submit good and bad karma stories, and I want to see how it plays out. And it's interesting. If you really want to get a snapshot of society, you need look no further than my bills, because if you look at how many views a bad karma story gets vice a good karma, it's almost like people would rather look at the train wreck of a story than the good-hearted story. It's unfortunate, but the numbers don't lie. And I'm going to actually even fine-tune Karmaville a little bit more, where the big issue is, say you land as a cheater on Cheaterville, and you beg the person who put you on there to take you down, because that's the cool thing with Cheaterville. You could post a guy up in the morning, he apologizes to you because millions of people are seeing his post and he's freaking out. You have the power to take that post down and make it invisible. But especially nothing worse than a woman scorned. A lot of women will say, I don't care how many times you apologize, you just destroyed my life, go to hell. So now the guy's like, oh my God, there's nothing I could do to get this off the site. We're going to implement a course on Karmaville that you go to from Cheaterville that's going to be put together by psychologists and psychiatrists that get to the root why you're cheating in the first place. And you take this course, and it's a real quick course. You take it online, and once you get through it, we not only will take your post down from Cheaterville, you can then move on to Cupidville, our online dating site, and meet someone else who had the exact same thing happen to them. So I'm trying to tie all these bills into each other. So, you know, by you taking that course, you're turning your karma around, and now you're ready to go to Cupidville.
Very smart. Very smart idea. I'm looking at Cupidville now. This is an awesome site also.
Thank you.
You're doing your thing, Mr. Marine. You're doing your thing.
Oh, I'm trying. Giving it a hell of a shot.
You are, and I can't see why anybody wouldn't be on board with this. I'm especially impressed with the Bullyville and the people that are on here and the stories. I like how you have, you know, the stories in the news and what happened, and especially on Cheaterville also, celebrity cheaters. I think that's pretty cool, too. I mean, we all know who they are. You know, that's just common sense. We all know who they are, but I think that's an awesome idea. Now, your friend, is he involved in this business with you, the one who cheating on him?
No, he actually did not want to be involved, but, you know, he's a very, very close friend of mine, so I have stock put aside for him, and I would take a bullet for him. So,
yeah.
But he's not a computer, and I'm a dork. I mean, I'm a nerd, and he's the exact opposite, so he had no desire to be a part of this whatsoever, but,
right.
Yeah, we still talk quite a bit. And, you know, it's interesting because so many people, I'm sure you probably have 10, 20 ideas a day. And it's, you know, I had this idea and I was talking to him about it because of his incident and other incidents that occurred. And, you know, it's one thing to have the idea, but then it's actually we took it and we ran with it. And, you know, it's just a humbling experience to see if you really put your mind to something, how quickly something can blow up.
Mm-hmm. This is true. And I saw on I think it was a Today Show, Donnie Deutsch. He always says, everybody says, oh, I want that one big idea. You think of something, there's your idea. You have to figure out how to make it work for you.
Yeah, right. And, you know, I always tell people, if you have an idea, the first thing you should do is Google it and just say, you know, what's going on? Let's see where if anyone's doing it. If no one's doing it or you can't find it, then go to USPTO.gov, United States Patent and Trademark Office, because you want to make sure that your property, your idea you come up with will be protected. And you do a search on the trademark or the patent. If you don't find anything there, you're really onto something. And then,
right.
You know, the first thing you do with your idea is you get it protected with a trademark and a patent. And then you go out to the world with it. And, you know, there's a lot of people I've had this conversation with that have gone and done just that, and now they're having booming companies. So it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. I congratulate you on all your success, and thank you first and foremost for your service as a Marine as well.
Semper Fi, appreciate it. Rock.
Yeah. what else do we have coming up? Develop a TV show for this, maybe?
I do have a lot of things in the works right now. My wife is about to shoot me, though. I've launched 4 companies in a year, so I think I'm going to take a break. I mean, we have probably 10 more Vills that we want to launch that all still tie into what we're doing here, but I think we're going to take a little bit of a break and kind of fine-tune what we have, and we're just so fortunate. We have some A-plus advertisers, and, you know, it allows us. We basically have the exact same business model as Facebook. You know, the one thing that's interesting about all these bills, it's the first company in the world where you don't control your profile. It's like Yelp, but only for people. So you control your Facebook profile. You control your Twitter profile. You control your YouTube channel. You know, with Cheaterville and Bullyville, you have no control over the profile that people are creating about you. So it's interesting to see, you know, all these people that you think are so good and so great, and then you see they have 40 posts on Cheaterville and 30 posts on Bullyville because they're bullying people. And it just shows you just how nuts some people in our society are. Crazy.
Absolutely.
People.
And this is a great tool, and I see that there's a map finder in there, so you can go by states.
Right, and we actually have tightened that up. We used to have it to where you could just search for anyone in New Jersey, for example, and they'd give you the entire database. But what we noticed was people were stealing our data. Other companies were trying to start their own versions of Cheaterville, and they were literally, it's called scraping data. They were stealing all of our data. So we tightened it down to where you really need to know that person's name to search for them. So
yeah, you just can't go punching in whatever, John Doe,
right.
And expect to find, you know, that exact
right.
one. That's, yeah, a little sneaky there on their part.
Exactly.
A little sneaky.
Exactly.
But, you know, I think that this is a great idea, and I definitely will share it with everyone. And, again, I congratulate you on your success. And anything else that's coming your way, please let us know. You're always welcome to stop by.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
No
really
problem.
You
have a good night. Everyone, make
right,
sure
you
come back Monday night for Kristen Alderson, and Daytime Emmy nominee Eddie Alderson will be joining me live at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you so much again, and have a good night.